Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Congratulations on making it to your 9-to-5. A common statement made by a guy normally here, Carrington Harrison. He'll be back Wednesday. That's right. You get me and Rob Monday and Tuesday next week. I'm sorry if you hate that, but, you know, we do our thing. That's what we do here on The Drive. And one thing they do on The Drive every day at 5 o'clock is play the hits. Rob, play the hits.
The Hits, getting you caught up on the biggest stories in Kansas City on your drive home from work, number one.
Well, as always, The Drive Hits are brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, your home for car audio repair in Kansas City since 1967. Well, stunningly enough, the day before the Chiefs take the field in a preseason game, albeit a torn-up Soldier Field, the top story of the day in Kansas City is actually the Kansas City Royals. It's very refreshing in August to be talking baseball. The Royals heard your cries, and they started playing the kids.
3-2 to Benny Pasquantino is belted to right field. Well hit. Vaughn going to the wall and gone. Benny Pasquantino. Home run number 6.
Dusty, there's Pasquantino, there's Prado, there's Melendez, there's Witt, there's many, many more. How fun is it to watch the kids finally get their chance to play at the K?
Extremely fun. It's exuberating. It's exhausting because you actually want to watch. It's now past the point of, oh, hey, Bobby Witt's up. After that, I got to either start the dishwasher, change the little laundry, use the restroom, get in the shower. Now it's, oh, man, I'm not going anywhere because MJ's leading off. Bobby Witt's hitting second. Perez is now back. Pasquantino, Prado, they're all there. Not only that, but they're all pretty much being successful at this level. It's not very often that you beg and try and plead to let something happen. And then when it does, you're all backed up. Everybody that said, let the kids play. Let them have a chance. They're playing. They're playing well, and they're fun. And it's winning baseball. I can't emphasize that enough. It is winning baseball. They're having a good time. They're not in last place. They're 9 games out, I think, of third place in the Chicago White Sox, as one Josh Furnier said. That's a team that plays for individualism. The Royals play for teamisms, and their pitching staff is doing well, too. Their pitching staff is on a different level. Their young kids are on a different level. That's why it's fun. That's why it's entertaining. And it's soon to be addicting. And if they can get back to the way it was, like we had mentioned earlier, it could be a lot like the 14 and 15 type of vibes, Mr. Britton.
Two.
Well, it's August 12th, which means it's very hot outside, and the takes on national TV and radio are even hotter. Mike Tannenbaum, who, formerly of the New York Jets, was on Get Up, and he has a spicy take on who he thinks is going to win the AFC West.
Two words, Justin Herbert. And taking nothing away from Kansas City, Justin Herbert could stand toe-to-toe with this Kansas City offense, and they are absolutely loaded on both sides of the ball. And while Kansas City lost a great player, Tyreek Hill, the Chargers added Khalil Mack, J.C. Jackson. And this guy right here is going to be the league MVP. Ooh. And when you look at their weapons, they're just as good as what the Chiefs had. And taking nothing away from the Hall of Famer, Andy Reid, the future Hall of Famer, Patrick Mahomes, this is the year that Justin Herbert gets over the hump.
Dusty, I know it's low-hanging fruit. It's red meat for fans and people like you and me. But Mike Tannenbaum has the Chargers not winning not only winning the AFC West, but winning MVP and going to the Super Bowl. Is this something fans should be angry about or just ignore because it's that time of year?
If you get angry about it, I don't know what to tell you. I tell myself every time I go play golf, you're gonna slice a shot. You're gonna duff a ball. Don't scream the F word when it happens. But what do I do every time? Scream an expletive. Every single time. When you hear these guys do this, and you have them come out with these takes in August, that Justin Herbert, Tannenbaum had to really emphasize that that's who he was talking about, can stand toe-to-toe with this Chiefs offense. Sure he can. Can he do it when it matters? Because they played him last year on Thursday night on a short week in their house, and it was Patrick Mahomes staring at their sideline saying, this is my division, this is now my game, and it's over. And I wear 15, that guy wears 10, till we get to this day where he can beat me when it matters, I don't want to hear it. They beat him in Arrowhead last year, or GHA Field, or whatever it is. They beat him there, right? But football doesn't matter in September and October. Football matters in December. Get there, have your coach be smart and not do dumb things, and then maybe we can talk about it. But again, it's every year, this time of year, we want to talk about how good Justin Herbert is. We want to talk about how good the Chargers offense is. We just tend to stop talking about how good Patrick Mahomes is and how good Andy Reid is and where this offense has been and who's won any. I don't know what you want to do with it, but all I can say is don't let it piss you off. Don't let it be used as bulletin material. Just ride with it and just let them have their time.
Three. Speaking of people who are usually hot take artists, Colin Cowherd said something that may be considered a hot take across the country, but in Kansas City resonated very well. Hear what he had to say on the Herd podcast.
So I've said this. If Andy Reid can sustain his health and coaches for 7 to 8 more years, and Belichick never gets over the turbulence, the league clearly pivots the offense, and Andy Reid wins 2 to 3 Super Bowls with Mahomes. The argument for best football coach ever is going to feel a lot like LeBron and Michael, is that Andy Reid got to Super Bowls, multiple quarterbacks.
Yeah.
He won in the AFC. He won in the NFC. He won with different owners. Belichick fired, didn't work, got Brady. Brady left, didn't work. Is that as the league moves to offense, if Andy coaches for 8 years, he's going to have 8 really good years. Just 3 Super Bowls. That'll give him 4. We are going to look at that greatest coach ever argument. Andy is the single coach who's always given Belichick. We'll go to head-to-head meetings. You know, he's already got his number. What happens if he goes 4-0 the next 8 years against him? 3-0.
Dusty, he's usually hated by Chiefs fans, but Colin Cowherd is preaching to the choir. Do you believe Cowherd is correct? Can one day Chiefs coach Andy Reid be viewed nationally as the greatest coach of all time with Belichick in his rearview mirror?
I was a little humbled by Nate Taylor's response because he was just very, very pro Belichick of how good Bill Belichick is. I said earlier that I think that when you look at the combination of head coach and quarterback when it comes to Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, when it comes to the success of that franchise for all those years and those two dynasties that they built, I think it's 60-40 Tom Brady as opposed to 60-40 Bill Belichick. I think right now in Kansas City, I'd almost call it 50-50 because Andy Reid is so much more experienced in the league than Patrick Mahomes, to where I think Mahomes is eventually going to, the talent and the knowledge will then add up to surpass where he might have more involved with the success of this team than Andy Reid might. But right now, I think that Andy Reid, if he can get 2 more titles, so 3 as a head coach. Now, I know Belichick has 6. And I know that he has 1 with the Giants, and we did this earlier in the text line, like to say that Dusty's struggling with math. That's fine. It was my worst subject. Or numbers. But I think that if Belichick, if you look at his career, as opposed to looking at Andy Reid's career, Andy Reid never once in his career has been linked to a cheating scandal, has been linked to a deflation of footballs, has ever had any sort of cloudy side of stuff when it comes to the league itself. Andy Reid has had a clean slate. He's been a winner. He went to 4 consecutive NFC championship games. He has now been to 4 consecutive AFC championship games. He's been to 2 Super Bowls with the Chiefs. He's won 1, and he continues to win his division. The numbers may not add up ring-wise, but all the accolades around it seem to be doing just fine for Andy Reid when it comes to Bill Belichick. Give him two more rings, and I think the conversation takes a very, very serious turn.
Four.
Well, as many of you may or may not know, the NFL season is back, or at least the preseason is back. Starting tomorrow, your Kansas City Chiefs are on the field in Chicago. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes was asked yesterday if he's excited to be back on the field, and he's had something very interesting to say.
I mean, I like to get in there, and I like to get hit at, like, one time. So once you get hit one time, you kind of see what it is to get hit again as a quarterback. I feel like after that, you're good to go. But it'll be good to get in there with the new group of receivers that we have. All the running backs, and kind of build, kind of show how we do it in the game. Because obviously we're doing it here at practice, but to show how we do it in the game before that first game against Arizona, who's a great opponent, I think it'll be good for us.
Now, I assume no Chiefs fan wants to see him get hit, but he's fine getting hit. That's what I'm going to ask you, Dusty. He's been told by Andy Reid he's playing the whole first quarter. Is that fact or fiction?
Fiction all the way. Again, Nate Taylor joined us. Check out the podcast on the website. Remember, they're going to tell you they're going to play the first quarter. Don't believe it. It's not going to play it's just not going to happen. They're not going to play the whole first quarter. I also don't need Patrick Mahomes to say I'm ready to get hit. I don't need anybody else to give any sort of notion to anybody that they should go hit Patrick Mahomes. We don't need any Greg Robinsons out there anymore. We don't need anybody with a little bit of extra initiative to be like, hey, he said he wanted to get hit. Here's the thing. They're going to have about 10 plays scripted up. They're going to have everything, you know, dialed up. If it's successful and it works, all right, 15, 87, 95, everybody get off the field, hold your helmet, and enjoy watching these young rookies play. That's what you want to do. Go watch the young kids play tonight at Kauffman, and then go watch the young kids play tomorrow in Chicago. But again, fact or fiction, if they're going to play the whole first quarter, fiction. They're going to play one drive, maybe two.
Five? Yes, five hits. Chiefs football's back. We got a lot to talk about, but it's not just Chiefs football that's back. Later tonight, Deshaun Watson will make his debut for the Browns. He has had a tumultuous offseason. Roger Goodell was asked about the latest in his appeal process and what's next for the Browns' embattled quarterback.
Well, as you know, it's part of the CBA. The two parties had that right. Either party could certainly challenge and appeal that. And that was something that we thought was our right to do, as well as the NFLPS, and we decided it was the right thing to do.
Why go back to seeking the full year suspension?
Because we've seen the evidence. She was very clear about the evidence. She reinforced the evidence that there was multiple violations here, and they were egregious, and it was predatory behavior. Those are things that we felt, we always felt were really important for us to address in a way that's responsible.
Dusty, now I'm not going to tell you how ask you when this ends, because that's an impossible thing, but do you eventually think that Roger Goodell brings the hammer down and ends up with a 16 or 17 game suspension, or does this end the way Watson camp wants to end, with $5 million of money disappearing in 8 games?
I would assume, to look at it from Goodell's standpoint, or Goodell, or whatever that guy called him that owns part of Walmart, now the Broncos, I think that if you look at it from that standpoint, Goodell has to lay the hammer down. Right? Like you made this situation way too sloppy than it ever needed to be. You gave it to an outside source. The outside source gathered their information, put their case together, gave you 6 games. You saw the reaction from around the league and around the social media platforms, and there was outrage. No one liked it. Everyone said, wow, Calvin Ridley gets a full season for gambling. This guy does what he did to many, many women, had a lot of weird, nasty things going on, and gets 6 games and 0 fine. And then you have the Watson camp come out and say, here's the deal. We don't think we should have gotten anything. And now they're looking at it to say, oh, we're going to suspend this guy for a full year, we think. That's what we should do. That's what that's the conversation now. Now they get their hands involved back into it. And man, now Deshaun Watson's camp says, you know what? I'll tell you what. We'll say this. We'll take an 8-game suspension and we'll pay $5 million in a fine. What? The whole situation is a mess. Everything is just absolutely terrible. And the situation just needs to be figured out, suspending for a year, fining whatever money, but you've got to come out on top, because if you don't, you continue to have issues when it comes to your league and everything that has involved in this type of situation. That just has to be cleaned up. But again, that was the hits for today, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio repair since 1967. We led the show today with the Royals. And I know a lot of you are like, man, we got to get Carrington back. No way Carrington would lead a Friday show before a Chiefs game with the Kansas City Royals. Well, this is why we lead with the Royals. What I will say is, all year long, a lot of you, thanks to a lot of you, have listened to Saturdays with myself, Dusty Likens. And I've said that I would like to see people out at Kauffman Stadium with signs from the Raw Attitude era of WWE and just have the sign say, let the kids play. And there's been a lot of you that have been on the text line today, 913-586-7610, the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. So let me know what your nickname is for these Royals, because I'm calling them the Young Punks. And the reason why I'm calling them the Young Punks is because the obvious, they're young and they're punk in the league right now. They just took 3 out of 4 from the Chicago White Sox, who are the team above them in the central standings. They're no longer in last place, and they took 3 out of 4 from the Red Sox. Now, the last time, I got this stat from Ryan Lefevre on Bally Sports, but the last time the Royals have taken 3 out of 4 in back-to-back series was 2014. This team has a lot of similarities to that team. And they have the same end goal that those teams had. Get to the promised land and bring it back home to Kansas City, and let's go have fun downtown with a parade. Let's park our cars on 35, jump the median, and go join the parade. At least that's what I saw when I went and got my car back. I remember it like it was yesterday. Me and Ron Hughley driving back to the station. Cars on the side of the highway. Cars in the middle of the highway. But this Royals team, the Young Punks, they're out here trying to punk the rest of the AL because, again, and a lot of you are downing on this team. A lot of you are Debbie Downers standing on the text line. I swear I could bring it up there. I'm not getting excited. They're the same old Royals. This is not the same old Royals. Yes, it's August. It's not September. September, I'll give you the argument of everybody's laying down on the season and nobody cares. Boston, yeah, they're in last place in the AL East, but they're still trying to win a wild card. They're still trying to compete with Baltimore. They're trying to fight Baltimore for that wild card spot. They got enough money on that roster, and they got enough people on that roster that are talented enough that they can make a push. Boston ain't laying down. Chicago, as we talked to Josh Vernier about this earlier at 3 o'clock, if you missed that conversation, again, get to the website, download the hour, listen to it. Also, go see Vern at Craft and Draft at the K. 6'10"-ish. You can have a chance to play 3 strikes with the man, the legend, Josh Vernier. But they're the Young Punks, man. And the kids are finally playing. And it's been contagious. June 27th, they traded Carlos Santana to Seattle. Whit Merrifield gets traded to Toronto. And the kids get spots on the roster. Eaton, awesome to watch play. I don't care if other teams lay down. All I cared about this season were the young kids to get some reps of the big league, let them have some failure, let them have some success, and then let it grow. Let that stock grow. Because when you build that chemistry, it becomes addicting. And Vern disagreed with this, but I think that some of the batting that we're seeing, or some of the offense that we're seeing, batting's a bad term, but some of the offense that we've seen, some of that urge and that rage that you see in that lineup that starts off with MJ Melendez, then goes Bobby Witt Jr., then goes Sal Perez, then goes, you know, Prado, Pasquantino, all those guys. Massey, That's the team you want to see. And it's not very often that you have a team be that successful and that fun and that young and be exactly what you envisioned it should be or that it could be. That's what these Royals have been the last few weeks. Watching that Boston series was disgustingly awesome. Watching them kick the snot out of the White Sox was great. And you can see in August, yes, there are two franchises headed in two opposite directions. Is Chicago's roster better than the Royals? Probably. They've got a major league MVP on their roster and Abreu. But that team ain't playing with a team mentality. That team has zero chemistry. That is a team all about me's, and this Royals team is a team all about we's. Bobby Witt Jr., MJ Melendez, like you are no longer having to watch the Kansas City Royals and go, I guess I'll just wait until he comes back up again to pay attention. Now you're watching the first few innings. Maybe you're not. Maybe you're still like, screw them. They do this every year. They don't do this every year, though. They don't have a roster where people are 22, 23, 22, 23. Hall of Fame catcher, potentially. And when you watch this team play and you watch this team engage with one another, this is the most I've seen Royals players engage on Twitter that I've seen since 14, 15, 16. And I'm not saying that that's a level of success, but that's a team having fun. I remember when Mike Matheny joined Binkley and I when we filled in for Fesco and Kling, and he said there's a lack of vocal leadership in the locker room. Not anymore, there's not. Remember when they went to Toronto and Nicky Lopez doubled down when he said, this was just an unselfish win. They lost 3 out of 4, but it was competitive. They lost 3 out of 4 to the Yankees. It was competitive. And now the pitching's coming around. Or maybe the pitching's been there. But ever since Brady Singer gets called up again, he's got the third pitch. He's pitching like a true red ass that he is. And that's what you want, a red ass. For your main guy. That's what I want. I want my ace to go out there and stare the opponent in the soul and rip their throat out. That's what Brady Singer's mentality seems to be. You'll get to see it Sunday. Brad Keller, just a little bit more consistency, and we're seeing that. You got the vet and Zach Greinke, and maybe Daniel Lynch has figured it out. We'll find out tonight at 7:10. 6 o'clock, Vern's pregame show starts. You know he's ready. If you heard him at 3 o'clock, there was a little bit of sass in that voice. That's not sass because he's mean. That's sass because he's eager and horny to get ready to talk Royals. And when you look at this roster and you see how they're playing and you see how they're engaging in the dugout, on the field, like they're even coming up with new creative ways to ice each other at the end of the game. It just works. And they're the young punks. Are they as talented as that 14 and 15 team? That 14 and 15 team, they've got jewelry on their hands. They've got a trophy that sits at Kauffman Stadium with one other trophy. That's just like it. This team, not yet. But if this team can continue this type of play and show everyone that they can have this type of mentality, boy, 2023 might be a different type of year than we were thinking it was going to be. Might not be as much growing up next year as there might be going on right now. And this weekend, if you want proof and you want to go out and see it firsthand, and you want to be captivated and addicted, this is the weekend to do it. Because you get these young punks going against Hollywood's kids. Guys that have trophies. Guys that have rings. There's a bunch of MVPs playing tonight on one team. The richest team in baseball, arguably the best team in baseball, coming into your house during the salute to the Negro Leagues. Saturday, you get the KC Monarchs versus the Brooklyn Dodgers. Buck O'Neill's statue or his plaque from the Baseball Hall of Fame is there. A lot going on this weekend. And the main narrative is, can they compete with the big boys? 3 out of 4 against Chicago, 3 out of 4 against Boston. First time since 2014. You all know how 2014 ended. A lot of you are like, hey, it feels like 2013 building up to the future. And then a lot of you are like, well, I'm not getting invested because they do this every year. They don't. The pitching staff looks better. The offense looks to be more in sync, and they're having fun. And how did it all begin? Because they let the kids play. Patrick Mahomes says he wants to get hit. Nate Taylor says there's not a whole lot to watch, but there's a few things that you can keep your eyes on when it comes to the game tomorrow at noon.
You're listening to Ronald Jones, number one fan.
I'm the conductor of the Ronald Jones wagon, the Ronald Jones mobile. That's me.
Carrington Harrison on the drive.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Just about 30 minutes until Vern's pregame show here on 610 Sports Radio. Dusty Likens with you as you're listening to The Drive. 913-586-7610. What are your nicknames for this team? The Young Avengers, the Brat Pack, Headbusters. Okay. Sandlot Punks. Somebody said Eatin' Ain't Cheatin'. The New Crew. And then, of course, there's always this guy. The only reason we're not watching is because Bally Sports. Yep. So again, what nickname? I called them the Young Punks, which I'm fine with. And you can have your names. Earlier it was just all like pre-puberty names, which I don't really understand, but sure. But it's interesting to watch. I can tell you that much. Something that's interesting to watch tomorrow is you get a noon game on Saturday, as it is the Kansas City Chiefs versus the Chicago Bears at Soldier Field. Noon should be interesting. I think the best thing that you can do is it at least kind of get you like ready to go for, you know, 12 o'clock on a Saturday. Normally, obviously, games are on Sundays, but it gets you back in that vibe of like, okay, what do we do? Do we get up at 9 o'clock and do we make breakfast? Do we go to the store the night before and smoke out some meats? Are we going to get the people over to watch the game? Like, how are we going to do this? So a lot to do with that. Also tomorrow, 10 to noon, 610 Sports Radio, the Dusty Likens Show will be here live in studio. We're done with camp. I have brought all my bags back, my pillow, my mattress softener, whatever it is that they use out there, back. We're done with St. Joe. Thanks for the fine people out there for letting me come down there. But either way, tomorrow, Chiefs-Bears, right? Not a whole lot. Patrick Mahomes, obviously you heard it in the hits, says he's ready to get back on the field, ready to get back in that football mindset where you get hit and all types of aspects of that. But some things that we talked to Nate Taylor about of the Athletic was kind of what you can see is there is a running back situation that is alarming. What we mean by that is we know Clyde Edwards-Helaire is not going anywhere. He's RB1 on this roster, and McKinnon's not going anywhere. I think he's RB2. Ronald Jones is going to struggle to make this team. Ronald Jones is going to struggle to make this team because of Isaiah Pacheco, number 10. So if you haven't been following Chiefs Twitter, if you haven't been following Nate Taylor, if you haven't been following Pete Sweeney, if you don't listen to Cody and Gold while they're in camp every day from 10 to 2, you might not know who this kid is. But he's going to wear the same jersey number as Tyreek Hill. He runs a 4.3 40, and he's an angry runner. Because it was, what, earlier this week, the news breaks out of, or I guess it was last weekend, Kareem Hunt wants to be traded, and then immediately a lot of people would like to think, bring him back to the Chiefs. You don't need to. One, the Chiefs, once a door closes, it seems, the Chiefs always leave that door closed. That's something that Pete Sweeney reminded me of. They never brought Justin Houston back. We never heard from Eric Berry again. I don't think you're ever going to hear from Kareem Hunt again. And there's multiple reasons with Kareem Hunt. He's a bit of an outlier as opposed to the other two. But the running back situation is interesting. Because the guy they went out and got that we thought could possibly be a key addition to this team might be a key departure to this team. Isaiah Pacheco has been great in camp. He has not been Sky Moore in camp. As I mentioned with Nate Taylor, that Sky Moore, I think, has won the camp MVP. I think everybody is on board with that. But there's not a whole lot you can dissect after a first preseason game. Now, there's going to be guys that play in the second quarter that are going to be somewhat still kind of, all right. You know, I think that you might see guys like Karlaftis still in the second quarter. You might see guys like Trent McDuffie might still be around in the second quarter. And Leo Chenal, those type of guys. So that'll kind of keep you entertained at least until halftime. After halftime, you know, by then, hopefully you're on the course. Hopefully you're playing, you know, in the pool, doing whatever. Going to be hot tomorrow. But when you watch this game, I think the few things that you can watch for, which is something we do every year, is one, don't believe when they say they're going to play the whole first quarter. They're not going to play the whole first quarter. I promise you, they won't play the whole first quarter. If the starters play the entire first quarter, I'll do the entire first hour on Monday of the Drive shirtless in studio. Sorry, Rob, but I will. I know you shake your head. It's not going to happen, though. I promise. It happens every year. Tale as old as time. They're going to play the first quarter. They're going to play in the first quarter. That's it. But one thing you can watch for is the chemistry that people are talking about in camp with Patrick Mahomes and Juju Smith-Schuster. That is a chemistry that is building daily. That is something where Juju Smith-Schuster has been with a quarterback that is not even on the same talent space as Patrick Mahomes for the last couple of years. And now he gets a guy like Patrick Mahomes to come in and really elevate his career. Really elevate his game too as well. So you can watch that as one thing. Now you're only going to get probably like two or three targets to Juju and then it's going to be over. But you're going to see what kind of connection they have. Sky Moore is another one. Now, he's wide receiver 4 on this roster. But again, this is a roster and a team that does not really stick to traditional style of passing the ball equally across the field. Equally, 5 targets. That's not how Patrick Mahomes is going to roll. Patrick Mahomes is going to go out there, and whatever's clicking that day, that's who's getting the ball. Travis Kelce, probably going to get double covered a lot in regular season. Don't need to see anything with him. Don't really need to see anything with MVS. I know what his role is. As Nate Taylor said, let's just hope he's catching the ball. But running backs, and then the other side of it is, let's watch 56 and 54. 56, Karlaftis, 54, Leo Chenal. Those are the two guys on defense that I'll be locked in on. And I thought Nate Taylor said something of interest when he said, what you can really watch is when it's your rookies versus their rookies. You can see who's got the advantage, who's been playing better, who's got, you know, maybe the one step closer to being, you know, that next wave. Chicago, a rebuilding team, a Chiefs, a team that is just trying to get back to the AFC Championship game for a 5th consecutive year. A Chiefs team that has been somewhat, I don't know, given a chip on their shoulder, an unnecessary chip on their shoulder. There's no need to do it, but we do it. and they nailed this draft class. There are seven guys that they drafted that are going to affect this team this year. Normally, you're lucky if you get 2 to 3. And in this year, you're going to get 7. 2 first-round picks helps that ratio. Obviously, with McDuffie and Karlaftis. Sky Moore, obviously, going to be a big piece. Those guys, slam dunk, you already know, are going to possibly, most undoubtedly, help your team in the long run. But what I'm interested in to see with Karlaftis is how much those after-practice sessions with Frank Clark are going to help. How much he has grown from draft day to first preseason game. Because those are the guys that, this is it, man. Like, this is your first ever experience in the NFL. Your own teammates aren't out there trying to rip your head off. The guys you're going to play on Saturday at noon, they are. They don't care about you. Because they're out there either trying to make their roster or they're trying to make their depth chart position rise. And when guys like Karlaftis and Leo Chenault, who are built on pain and, you know, just insufferable football meathead type of guy, that's what you want to see in a preseason game. How big is the moment? Even though the moment isn't big for everybody, it is big for the young rookies. And that's what you need to keep your eyes on. 56 and 54. And then watch that connection a little bit on that first opening drive between number 9 and number 15. Should be an interesting one. Again, it's at noon. You can hear all the action on our sister station on 106.5 The Wolf. One thing that Carrington does, that he does a good job of, he gives his final word. I'll do that when we come back.
You're listening to The Drive, Kansas City's spot for one gotta go on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. You're listening to The Drive. Now CDOT's got one extra point.
Not CDOT, Dusty Likens, extra point. Maybe sports related, maybe you kind of can get a little bit of feel for this. So, for those of you that know, when somebody is out, I tend to fill in for that person. Today was a little bit different. I think we all do things in our life. We all do things in our career that are different, but we do it because we want to do it. I chose sports radio because I loved it when I was a kid. When I left the golf course and I was leaving, this will date me, but when I was leaving Ben Oak Golf Course as a kid in Oak Grove, my grandfather would always flip on the radio because we played at the ass crack of dawn. Went to Waffle House, played 18 holes, and then would leave by about noon. And I'd hear Denny Matthews announce the Royals lineup. Fast forward the clocks. I would go to school. In college, I would drive the 50 highway route to UCM. Shout out to any mules. And on my way down there, I would listen to sports radio. AM, drive there, have my classes, and then I would leave. And when I would leave, I would listen to The Drive from 2 to 6 with Danny Parkins and Carrington Harrison every single day. Never missed it. And when I would do sports games or sports events down there, wherever I was doing it, whether I was doing play-by-play for the local high school and I get done and the Royals were on their magnificent run, I would listen to Josh Verner. Probably the 3 biggest people in my life and my college career when I was getting to the point of like, hey, school is about to be over. Career is about to take off. You got to do something. It was Vern, it was Parkins, and it was Carrington. And today when I get into the office, as we're putting the show together, the pitch and their paper that had Carrington Harrison on it with Danny Parkins, and it just said The Drive. I took a picture, I tweeted it, and it just kind of was like, one of those things that finally came full circle in my life. And that's my extra point, is that at one point in my life, I was reading that article, sitting outside of a classroom, waiting for the professor to come unlock the door so we can go in there and talk about microphones, talk about, you know, audio noise, whatever it may have been. And then today, I find myself hosting that show that I read about, and those guys that got me where I was going. So without them, Danny Parkins, Carrington Harrison, and Josh Verner, I don't think I would ever do this. not because I wanted to, but because they made me believe it was a reality that could come true. So I thank those three very much so. Also, I thank the people that gave me a job here and an internship. So I appreciate that as well. So my extra point today, I appreciate those three people. And I just thought it was very full circle-esque to look at that and see that paper from 2000 and I think it was like 13 or 14 from the pitch, to see those two guys on it and then be in that same room hosting the same show at that time slot. And maybe, who knows, maybe there's some guy or some gal packing up their car, going down to college, ready to start their college career, listening to me be an idiot. And they're like, you know, hey, that guy one day is going to get me where I'm at. So shout out to those three guys, Vern, Parkins, and Carrington. Carrington, thanks for being on vacation, for letting me do this today, Monday and Tuesday. But if you missed the show, please go back and look at it, download it, listen to it. Have fun. We had a good show today. We had Vern on at 3. We thanked him very much. I think Vern is ready for this weekend series. He's ready to watch these pitchers and these guys move forward with this franchise. He's ready to get you going with three strikes. So remember, if you're walking into the K and you're listening to the radio station, I'm going to give you some heads up. Go up to Vern and say, I want to play three strikes because Dusty said I could nail it tonight. And I bet he picks you. Big crowd tonight. You got to get out there. You better be there now. You better be walking to Craft and Draft right now if you want a shot, because, man, I couldn't get tickets. I'm sure I could get some walk-up tickets if I wanted to, but I'm talking about, like, free tickets. Everybody's going. But, yeah, so Royals, Dodgers this weekend. Salute to the Negro Leagues is tomorrow night. It'll be the Monarchs versus the Brooklyn Dodgers. Sunday is the game I'm interested in. It's the Brady Singer matchup against the Taylor matchup. It's going to be a doozy this weekend. The main question is, can the kids compete with the experienced vets? Can they go out there and play a team that has the richest payroll, the number one record, and like three or four MVPs on that team? That's the point. Can you go out there and have fun? Longest extra point ever. Kiss my ass.
Actually, not the longest.
Yeah.
The segment's designed to be the entire extra point.
Yeah. So,
but who keeps track of those things?
Apparently 816. Yeah, apparently they got a stopwatch on it. But, yeah. Extra point. I just want to thank my guys that gave me the window. That was my extra point. As I'm doing this, I'm letting you know what maybe you missed on and what you can go get an advantage of. Go to Craft. That texter needs to go to Craft and Draft to get themselves an IPA or a pale ale. Something like that.
Or definitely the Nashville hot chicken pizza. That's what you need to get.
Is that a solid choice up there?
That's a solid choice.
Don't they make it in like 2 minutes?
It comes in hot and fast.
Okay. I like that. Two words that belong together, hot and fast.
Those are three, but that's okay.
I don't use the and as a word. I use it as like a...
Oh, you had the ampersand?
That's what it's called. So it's really only two words. As again, numbers have been tough for me all day. But again, thanks to everybody that listened today. Here to the Drive. We'll be back Monday. Chiefs Bears on Saturday at noon. So set your alarm so you can get up early. That's all I'm saying. Get up early, have a good time, get your tailgate ready. I don't know what you're cooking. I think tomorrow I'm going to be at like a pool slash party thing. So I think I'm just going to have White Claws, Rob, and I think I'm going to have some dogs. I think that's the perfect kind of Saturday tailgate preseason type of menu. I don't need the smoked out pulled pork yet. I don't need the brisket. I don't need all of that. I just need the easy, subtle, throw on a Nashville or a Nashville, throw on a Hebrew National or a Nathan's hot dog, and then we'll be good to go. In case you're wondering, tomorrow I'll be back 10 to noon on Saturdays with Dusty Likens. We'll have a lot to dive into as it is the Chiefs Bears lead up. And then you can hear all of that on 106.5 The Wolf, our sister station. Thanks to Rob Brenton for today. Thanks to Old Shawnee Pizza for the lunch. It was delicious. We got the meat eater. To everybody else, have a great night. Take care. And we'll talk to you on Saturday here on 610 Sports Radio. Before I go, one thing. Go do something nice for somebody. It might not make your day better, but I guarantee it'll make their day better. And it might change this crazy, mad world that we live in. Rob, thanks for all your help. We'll talk to you again on Monday. I'm Dusty Likens. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.